With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The war in Iran approaching 3 weeks now. President Trump says he's not putting troops anywhere. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president was asked about the possibility of deploying U.S. ground troops to Iran.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he also defended his decision to strike Iran.
Iran is a serious threat to the world, to the Middle East and to the world.
The president said he will be asking Congress for additional funding for the military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has agreed to hold off on another strike on Iran's gas field.
Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Shalouiya gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
President Trump says he did talk with the prime minister after the attack.
I told him, don't do that, and he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do... We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated. But on occasion, he'll do something. And if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Taikachi meeting for talks at the White House and also answered questions from reporters about Japan's support for the Iran war. When Mr. Trump was asked why the United States didn't notify allies before striking Iran, he said he wanted a surprise, and quote, who knows better about surprise than Japan? The two leaders had warm words for each other during their meeting, as the president called the prime minister, in his words, she is popular, powerful woman. And this is SRN News. A Bible expert has issued this warning.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge has ordered Texas to extend its private school voucher app deadline after the state blocked Islamic schools from the program. Now, the judge has reset the deadline to March 31st. Four Muslim parents and three Islamic schools suing state leaders, saying that Texas discriminated against their religion. One official says some of the schools are connected to terrorism through a number of events. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega says mortgage rates are beginning to climb.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just above 6.2%. That's the highest level in more than 3 months. Only 3 weeks ago, the average rate was just below 6% at its lowest level in 3.5 years. When mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. The latest increase is a setback for home shoppers just as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
Forecasters warning record-breaking winter heat. Yes, it is still winter across the Southwest. Will continue into the weekend. North Shore, California reached 108. Now they're saying the town of Thermal near San Diego could reach 110 Friday. By the way, the first day of spring, well, that's Friday during the mid-morning. More details, srnnews.com.